This is from the old school, new school.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Current Issues. I'm your host, Hisham Tilawi. Well, lots to talk about today, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, yesterday was 9/11, and we did not hear a lot of people talk about 9/11 as if people had already forgot about 9/11. Isn't it amazing, a crime that took place 8 years ago, 3,000 people, 3,000 Americans dead, and we have no clue who did it and why? Oh, don't tell me Al-Qaeda and Bin Laden and all that stuff. We don't really know how they were involved in it. Sure, they could have been the hijackers. Sure, they could have had something to do with it, but who really planned it and why? You know, if you listen to the commission, when the head of the commission, I forgot his name now, but when he asked one of the agents why, what was the motive for 9/11, the only thing he could come up with is, our policy with Israel and these people are sympathizing with the Palestinians and that's the only thing we could come up with. Oh, of course, that's the only thing they can come up with, because that's the only thing they want people to understand, that this has some to do with the Palestinians. You know, why the Palestinians? Very easy, because Israel is connected with the Palestinians big time. James Traficant, ladies and gentlemen, is out of prison. He is he's home, and he's doing quite well. He spoke with Greta Van Susteren on the on Fox Network. We're going to be talking about this in the program today. Of course, we're going to be talking about 9/11 Lump Summit with James Traficant. And, of course, what we have been talking about the last couple of weeks is the assassination of John Kennedy and his brother Robert. Is it all connected? You betcha. We'll be right back.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're live and we're coming to you from the Republic Broadcasting Network. You're listening to Current Issues, the radio show. I'm your host, Hisham Tilawi, and with us, as usual, is Mark Glynn, author, writer, troublemaker, and whatever else you are, you want to call him.
Father of nine.
Father of nine. You know, the guy needs to buy a TV, I swear.
I have a TV, but we don't have any electric.
I'm going to send you electric and cable and everything else.
And besides that, TV is boring.
But you know what? Nine kids, keep it going. We do need.
Yeah.
We do. You like that. We do need many, many, many people in this fight. And, well, 9/11 was just yesterday. And like I started saying, we have a crime. Isn't it amazing that when you do have a crime, the crime scene normally, people will, or the police will put these yellow ribbons around and crime scene ribbons, and an investigation will start immediately. But in our case, unfortunately, the 9/11 took place and we did not see an investigation. We saw a monkey court take place. It wasn't really a court. It was a commission. Five Democrats, five Republicans, they very much gathered around the round table and said, don't blame me. I won't blame you. And that's exactly what happened. And it came up with nothing, really. The 9/11 Commission report, that's the only investigation that we do have, official investigation. Of course, we did have many, many investigations, non-official. I don't really know what official and non-official means. I guess official when the government does the investigation. But we do have many investigations by experts, by scientists, by professors, by people who know their business. And they very much investigated it and said, look, you know, your story, government story, is not right. And, you know, we're not going to get – we have done many, many shows and many programs on 9/11 where we proved beyond any reasonable doubt that the story the government gave is false. That is not what happened. These people lied. George Bush lied. And we did not see not even one single congressman to stand up and tell George Bush, you lied, in the many, many joint Congress speeches that he had given about 9/11, about Iraq, about Afghanistan, about this terrorism thing that they created and sold it to us. We did not see not even one congressman to stand up and say, you lied. But hey, I wasn't there. If I was there, I would be definitely, I'll do what Joe Wilson did. Unfortunately, I wasn't there. Anyway, well, so we still have that crime and you still sleeping. You did not ask for an investigation. And I guess you're not going to ask for an investigation because you did not even, probably some of you did not even realize that yesterday was 9/11. See, it's already gone. I don't know how much they covered it on the news, but I don't know what they did. I have no idea. I did not see it. I did not see Fox. I did not see any of these people to see the extent of their coverage of what happened on 9/11, the crime that hasn't been solved yet. Now, you know, they say in Osama bin Laden, and you know how I felt about Osama bin Laden, even in those early days that I said, number one, Osama bin Laden has not done much for Palestine in the years since the inception of Al-Qaeda by the CIA. Now, remember, we built the CIA. You know, I have a habit of saying we, talking about the United States government and talking about, you know, because I feel that we are responsible for whatever the CIA and whatever our government does. So you're going to hear me saying we did, we killed, we maimed, we did that, and we did this, but actually we did not. But in a way, as United States citizens, we are all responsible for this because we are supposed to know better. Our system of government, our system of politics is set up in such a way where the people have direct effect and influence on government. It is set up that way. But is it that way? Of course not, because you really had not much to do with going to war against Iraq, a country that has not, did not, will not do us any harm, but yet the majority of you were cheerleading the fight against Iraq because your public opinion was hijacked, was occupied. Your brains were not yours. They were somebody else's that went in there, put some information in there, and decided this is how things are. And like a sheep, you just went on your way to the slaughterhouse, and the rest is history. Well, if our system is not set up that way, well, how did we end up here? You see how all these things are related, like 9/11, the assassination of the Kennedys, and now we have James Traficant, who was just released from prison. He's an Ohio congressman, a Democrat. He was in prison for 7 years, so probably some of you young people out there, if you are 20 years old, you were just 13 years old at the time, and you may have never heard of the name James Traficant. He was a congressman from the state of Ohio. And for those listeners who are listening to us all over the world, and I can tell you, thank you very much for listening. I know some people are listening to us. It's midnight in the Middle East. It is 3, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock. It's even, we have people listening to us from all over the world, and I thank them for staying up, and the number is increasing. And please do tune in and turn your friends, all your friends to listen to this program, because we want this program to be the people's program, all people all over the world, because we need to educate people all over the world that we are not just the ones here in the United States that have a problem with this issue. Your government is controlled too. The whole world is controlled. And you need to know it. You need to know exactly who's controlling you and who's controlling your government. True, our government, and I went on, I'm on record saying this, and I will continue saying this, that Palestine is occupied militarily by Israel. The United States is occupied politically by Israel, and I'm willing to go to court on that one. So, now I want you to know who Congressman, James Traficant, and let me go to, I probably do this to him every time. Probably the break is coming up, but let's go to, Mark Glenn to tell us who James Traficant, Congressman James Traficant is.
Well, you basically, outlined it, other than the fact that, probably the most notable thing about him is that he is a maverick. If he decides that he's going to take on a cause, he's going to take it on. He was a sheriff. He refused to evict people from their homes when they had defaulted on their mortgages or whatever, refused to evict them in the middle of winter. And actually, I believe, was he went to jail for that. So he is somebody who, when he believes in something, he's going to stick to his guns and dance torpedoes and all the rest of that. So I can't think of anybody in politics today in this country that the Israeli lobby could have made a worse enemy of than him, because he's got a big mouth and he's not afraid to use it. He went, he was the one responsible for having John Demjanjuk accused by the Simon Wiesenthal Center of being this Nazi prison guard, prison camp guard. He was the one responsible for freeing this man. And because of that, they never let that go, and they went after him. This is, that's the whole reason that they went after him on bribery and corruption charges. I mean, come on, give me a break. I mean, you're talking, if bribery and corruption charges were brought against the people sitting on Capitol Hill, there would be no United States Congress.
Okay. Very well. Well, I'll tell you what. We have been talking about this for a long, long, long time, about the control of basically all aspects of our political life, including media. This has been, and people have called us anti-Semitic. They had called us all kind of names because we're saying there is an organized Jewish regime in the United States, and I use the word regime because that's exactly what it is. It's an organized Jewish regime in the United States that is influencing, even though, you know, some people like to say, don't say control. As a matter of fact, one time I was interviewing Senator James Abu Rizek on my television program, and I used the word control, and he said, well, don't use control, use influence, as if there is a really big difference between controlling and influencing. If you're influencing the direction of something, you control it. So, you know, we don't want to play with words here, but we have proved to you in the last 2 weeks that they control our media, they control everything. And we explained to you why we think that President John Kennedy and his brother were killed, mainly John Kennedy, because number one, he was he did not like the nuclear program that Israel was working on. And number two, which was probably more important than the nuclear issue, is the foreign agent's registration, that status that he was after them for. Well, when we come back, we're going to play a little clip from the an audio clip from the interview on Fox Network with James Traficant. And when we come back, we will talk more about it. We'll be right back.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Plastic Surgery Center, can I help you?
Hi, I need to cancel my appointment.
And what were you having done?
I was having age spots on my face lightened.
Okay, can I ask why you're canceling?
Honestly? Well, I found this great product that really works. My face looks amazing.
Can I ask what product you're using so I can let the doctor know?
Before you spend tons of money and recovery time to have age spots, liver spots, dull or uneven skin tone corrected, you should try Night Skin. It's risk-free. Night Skin is a proven anti-aging cream that was developed by Dr. Arthur Perry. It fades age spots on your face, neck, even the back of your hands, and the results are nothing short of amazing. Call now for your risk-free Night Skin. The number is 1-800-362-5848. Don't wait. This is a limited-time offer, so pick up the phone and call. 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Current Issues, the radio show, coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our phone number here is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443, if you would like to join in. But before any phone calls, if you want to call in and, you know, get in the queue, that's fine. Before we do any phone calls or whatever, let's go to... We're going to play this little clip where Congressman, former Congressman James Traficant, speaking with Greta Van Staten on Fox Network. And we might stop it because there are certain things I want you to listen to, and we might stop it and then come back so you can listen to it again. We're going to do this. So let's go ahead and play the clip.
And it's been left behind.
All right. Grudges.
Can't have it.
Can't have it. I said, you said you had some grudges. Who are your grudges against?
Well, number one, and my wife constantly reminds me to tone down. I brought that guy back from Israel, John Demjanjuk. It was my Freedom of Information Act which proved not only that he was innocent, but who Ivan really was. The case was so sensitive, members of Congress would say, Jim, I love you, but please don't involve me. I sent my evidence to the Sixth Circuit Court in Cincinnati. They wouldn't accept it. I finally sent it over to Israel, to the Israeli Supreme Court, and they called me over there, and I went with the family. I did a live interview, satellite, with Brian Gumbel, and I said, when they put this innocent man to death, they're going to lose $15 to $20 billion every year they get from the American taxpayers. And Brian Gumbel says, what are you talking about? They only get $3 billion. And I said, Brian, that's only the foreign aid bill. Look at all the other trade compacts, economic assistance, military assistance. I'm saying this to you right now. Israel gets approximately $15 billion a year from the American taxpayers. That $15 billion is $30,000 for every man, woman, and child. And people in my district are losing their pension benefits. So I was targeted big time.
By the Israelis.
The Israeli Supreme Court looked at the evidence, could not refute it, and it came from the Justice Department, Greta, and they said, take him home. I brought him home, and he was bombarded ever since.
Home to Ohio.
Now he's in Germany fighting for his life. Now let me say this. Prosecutor Moskovitz of the OSI Office of the United States Justice Department suborned perjury with Otto Horn. The documents clearly state who Ivan the Terrible was, a man named Ivan Marchenko, not Demonyuk. And they had to release him. And now they can't live with it. They couldn't live with Jim Trafficking, having beaten him in 1983. I was a walking symbol of defiance. And now they have this man in Germany. And if someone doesn't look into this, the American people should be ashamed of themselves. When you allow one American to be violated, you threaten the freedoms of every American. And I can't understand this, why no one in Congress is raising their voice. And the reason is very simple. And this may be you don't want to hear. I don't know. And I certainly don't want to hurt you on your show. You have one of the best. You're fair. But I believe that Israel has a powerful stranglehold on the American government. They control both members of the House and the Senate. They have us involved in wars of which we have little or no interest. Our children are coming back in body bags. Our nation is bankrupt over these wars. And if you open your mouth, you get targeted. And if they don't beat you at the poll.
Pause it and go back. I want everyone to hear this again. This is something that we have been talking about. I just want you to back it up to where he is talking about why the problem. Because Israel is controlling all that. Something that we have talked about. Something that we have been talking about for years. And people told us we were lying, we were making things up. This is a congressman, ladies and gentlemen. This is someone who was on the inside saying exactly the same thing that we repeated. And everybody wants our head because we are telling the truth. Let's go ahead and repeat what he said.
American, and I can't understand this, why no one in Congress is raising their voice. And the reason is very simple. And this may be you don't want to hear. I don't know. And I certainly don't want to hurt you on your show. You have one of the best. You're fair. But I believe that Israel has a powerful stranglehold on the American government. They control both members of the House and the Senate. They have us involved in wars of which we have little or no interest. Our children are coming back in body bags. Our nation is bankrupt over these wars. And if you open your mouth, you get targeted. And if they don't beat you at the poll, they'll put you in prison.
All right, two quick things. One is the Israelis released Demonyuk back to the United States, right?
The Israeli Supreme Court, and I give them credit.
Give them credit.
I give them credit, big time.
All right, the second thing is Israel is a democracy and is our ally.
Yes,
right?
They are.
So you have no...
And they should be our ally. Okay. They are our friends over in that troubled part of the world.
So explain to me what you see as, you know, why you target or why you have a grudge against the Israelis.
The grudge is not necessarily a grudge. It's an objective assessment that no one will have the courage to speak about. They're controlling much of our foreign policy. They're influencing much of our domestic policy. Wolfowitz, as Under Secretary of Defense, manipulated President Bush number two back into Iraq. They pushed definitely to try and get Bush before he left to move into Iran.
Okay. We'll continue with James Trafficant after we come back from the break, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sure you want to probably call in and tell us what you think. 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? When he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We will continue with James Traficant for the next couple of minutes, and then we will go to your phone calls. But before we go there, did you realize what he said when he said stranglehold? You know, we're thinking of influence. We're thinking of controlling. Now, he used a word that I used in many of my writings, and because it is true. It's a stranglehold. That's exactly what this Zionist movement is doing to not just our government, but to the whole country. We're going to continue with this, ladies and gentlemen, because this is extremely dangerous, and it's time that you wake up and do something about it. Let's go ahead and continue with James Traficant.
We're conducting expansionist policy of Israel, and everybody's afraid to say it. They control much of the media. They control much of the commerce of the country, and they control powerfully both bodies of the Congress. They own the Congress.
Go back.
Are you an anti?
Go back. Just a couple of seconds. They control, when he started to talk about the control of Israel, which is the control of the Zionists in the United States, which is the organized jury in the United States. What do they control? Listen to this, congressman. This is something that we have been saying for years and years and years. Let's play it.
Policy of Israel, and everybody's afraid to say it. They control much of the media. They control much of the commerce of the country. And they control powerfully both bodies of the Congress. They own the Congress.
Are you an anti-Semite?
No, I'm not. That's exactly what they're going to say. And I expect that. What I am is an American. You see, I think America comes first. And we have a one-sided foreign policy in the Mideast. And we've alienated Arabs who have no way of fighting. So
okay.
What they've done,
that's
and
good.
I predict...
That's good. That's good. We're going to stop right here. Ladies and gentlemen, you heard what Congressman James Traficant said. They control both bodies of Congress. They control much of the commerce. They control much of the media. Now, what else do you need to hear to know that they are controlling the country, that they are occupying the country? If you don't know what occupation means, now you know. This is an occupation of the United States by the Zionists. That's what it means. Just like Israel is occupying Palestine and Palestinians militarily, you see, you don't see them. You see, the Palestinians are in a much, much shape, better shape than the Americans. Because the Palestinians can see who's occupying them. It's the guy with the gun shooting at them and killing them. But unfortunately, you can't see the guy who's killing you. You can't see who killed those 3,000 people because they told you it was bin Laden and you accepted it. Just like you accepted that it was only a lone gunman who killed John Kennedy, when in fact there were more than two, more than two. But who is doing these investigations? Who's investigating 9/11? Congressmen, who is controlling these congressmen? You got the answer. You got the answer. Our congressmen need two things to win, and they love power. They don't care even if their own mother is in the middle of the road. They will not help her if Israel tells them, don't help her. Why? Because Israel can give them that power to sit in Washington and become a holder of a title, honorable. There is nothing honorable about these people in Washington. Nothing. They don't even deserve to be called the honorable. If they were honorable, let them stand up. Let them stand up and correct the situation. But they were put in there the first place by these people. It is time. Now, like we say always, we do not condone or promote violence on this program. It can be done without violence. It's in your hand. It's still you. Yes, you, the citizen of the United States. You can do something about it. Let's go to the phones with John in Texas on line two. John, you're up.
Hello, can you guys hear me?
Yes, we can.
I'm a young kid out here in Austin, Texas. I'm just turned 17 years old, and I hold weekly meetings out here. And at my high school, educating some other high school students about what's happening. The question I have is that I don't even understand this part myself, and I'm glad I was about to say, how did Israel, if I can explain this to everybody else, get into power in the United States when we set them up in their own place? How did they weave their way back into the state and get power in our country? That's one thing I don't understand. There's several other things too, but I mean, since that's what the show is about, I'd like someone to explain that.
Yes.
Because I've read The Creature from Jekyll Island and all these other books, and I'm still think the Romans and the Catholic, you know, all these organizations are just confusing me, but I'm really confused about the Israelites.
Yes. John, you asked an excellent question, and please continue listening because we are going to answer your question.
Great.
As we go, you will see and get the answer to your question. So I appreciate that you're 17 years old and listening to the program. We need you guys out there. And I thank you for all the meetings that you are holding. And anything you need, look me up, send me an email. Anything you need, I will help you with. And thank you for listening. We will answer your question as we go. This is what the whole program is all about, to actually answer that question: how did the Israelis get control of our government? And we will, before the end of the show, you will see how. Let's go to guess who's on, Mark?
Not Frank.
Yes, he is. Let's go to him and see. He hasn't been around for a while, but let's see what he's got to say about this. Frank from West Virginia, welcome to the program.
Hey, all right. This is Frank. I do live in West Virginia. I am close to where traffic, and you're all over the map today, too, there, Mark and Dwally. I want to call them in on 9/11, too, when I'm done. I live very close to where traffic in, at his district. Trafficking is an absolute criminal. He was hooked up with the Genovese Clarion family. He went to a federal penitentiary for, I believe, 12 years, not because of his views on Israel, because of his dealings with the crime family, controlling gambling and prostitution in Youngstown, Ohio. He went to jail along with the mayor, went to jail. All members of the city council went to jail. He went to jail, and his buddy went to jail. They're absolute criminals. Now, he got out of jail here recently, and he wants to write a book.
Listen. I'm not going to let you talk for the whole hour, so just go ahead and make your comments very quickly.
Well, my comment is you're quoting.
We got your comment criminal. About him being
using
criminal,
him
and I thank you for calling, because you're making our points that much easier for people to understand. So go ahead. You had a comment on 9/11. You said.
All right. 9/11. Now, everybody knows 9/11 was not an inside job done by George Bush. It would have spanned three administrations.
We don't know if it was an inside job. You tell me, who did 9/11?
19 young air males.
That's exactly what I think you will say. Thanks, Frank, for the call. You see, ladies and gentlemen, this is exactly what we're talking about. When we say they control the media, they control how you think. When the media bombards you with 19 Arabs, you know, the second day those 19 Arabs pictures were on your TV screens. Bin Laden was on your TV screens. 24 hours a day, Bin Laden, Islam. When they control the media, they control your brains. And exactly the comment he made about Congressman Trafficant is exactly the comment that they put out there. You know, if they control the media and you're only listening from the media on mass basis, when on CNN, on Fox, on all the networks, ABC, NBC, CBS, the networks that they control, all of them. And we have done many, many programs on how do they really control the media. And you can do the search yourself. Just go and search, how do these Zionist Jews control the media in the United States? You will see it's very simple. They own the majority of it. They own the majority, period. And if they don't own the majority, they are the advertisers. Did you hear what Trafficant said? They own much of the commerce. Well, who advertises? Who is sitting in the boards, in the boardrooms of all these conglomerates? And I hope John from Texas is listening. Who is sitting in those boardrooms? Who is controlling banking? Who is controlling commerce? And I don't care if it's the shrimp business in Louisiana or if it's the whatever, the grapes out of California. Who is controlling all this? You might want to know. You might want to explore that. Now, they will drum up charges, and the law, if they influence everything else, these judges who are politically appointed, these judges who are elected, they influence that too. Don't think they only influence our congressmen. Don't be surprised that they are influencing your city councilman, because they see that he might be a product in the future for a congressman. They will get to him right there. When I said in the beginning this is an organized regime, it is an organized regime. These people are everywhere. The ADL has a $200 million budget. They got, just in their office in New York, they got probably about a couple hundred people working. They have about, 300, 400 offices around the country. That's just one organization. And Frank is exactly spewing the same thing that he heard in the media. 19 Arabs. He was corrupted. He was linked with the criminal.
Actually, I'm sitting here looking at, I'm scouring every search engine I can find for anything related to any of the nonsense that Frank just defecated out on this program. And there's nothing there. Nothing.
Well, I know. I'm glad. You know why I put Frank? I put Frank on. I know what he was going to say. I mean, he didn't tell me. We all know Frank. If you're listening to this program for a while, you know who Frank from West Virginia is. I wanted to put him on there so he can make my points for me.
Absolutely. Thank God for Frank.
Yes, thank God for Frank, because Frank has done us a tremendous, tremendous service by coming on the program and spewing the same thing that he did, because that's exactly making our point. People out there are not doing their homework. They're not looking for the truth. They are listening to what Fox dishes out at them.
But listen, he's not even doing that. I mean, he totally pulled this thing about the Genovese crime family out of his nose. There's nothing out there.
You know what? That's how they do it all the time. They will say something, and you're not going to go behind them to prove they were right or wrong, and people would believe that BS that they come up with. That's exactly, and that's exactly what is happening there. Tell you what, let me catch this call from Qatar. Habib from Qatar, you're up.
Hello?
Yes.
Assalamu alaikum.
Salam.
Yes, Hashem Talawi. I would like also to remind you about the three Israeli people when they went there in the day of 9/11 2001, they went to shoot the evidence.
Actually, now, there were like five Israelis, on the other side of the river filming. Yes, we've talked about that. People know that.
Yeah. So. Yes. How did they know that there was something whatever, and also 4,000 Jews, something like that, went out from all these buildings, you know. What does it mean?
Okay, well, very good. Thanks, Habib, for the call. Everybody, you know, the reason we did not go through all this stuff, because we've been through it millions of times, and many people know there are millions of questions, literally, of what is about 9/11. You know, why Building 7? What happened in Building 7? You know, were there explosives? Why did some people get the messages on their cell phones? What happened in the futures market? What happened to, there are so many questions. You know, the dancing Israelis that Habib was talking about. You know, how did they know? You know, they said on an interview in Israel that they were there to film the event. How did they know there was going to be an event to film? So there are many, many, many questions about 9/11 to link it with Israel. And I'll tell you what, let's go back to the phones with Mike from Illinois on line 4. Mike, you're up.
Gentlemen, how you doing?
Doing great, thanks.
A couple things. I guess the first thing is, regarding Traficant, I don't know much about his case, but I saw the YouTube clip on Fox, and I loved it. I mean, he just said it how it should have been said. So I definitely think he was a target. However, I still have a hard time believing that you could take a totally innocent man and completely frame him like that with no evidence and completely convict him. I may be naive, but there must have been some shady stuff he was doing which they exaggerated and piled onto and made him go away, because he definitely was a target. But he couldn't have been completely innocent.
Mike, you bring in an excellent point, and I thank you for it. And you are right. You see what they do. Now, there is no politician who does not have some type of dealings with somebody. And, you know, as a politician, you need funds. You need funds and you need votes. So if they drummed up these charges, it's easy to control the process of investigation. It's easy to get people to actually testify. They can do it. They can do it. Now, you're bringing a point that actually we were going to investigate further and tell people about it, of how exactly why did they convict him, and what was that story all about. But you're bringing up an excellent point. Mike. Stay with us. We'll come back to you right after the break.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try saw palmetto, but beta prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription beta prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try beta prostate risk-free. Call 800-790-6293. Your satisfaction is guaranteed, or you get your money back. 1-800-790-6293. That's 1-800-790-6293.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. Hempusa.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay. Call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We'll go back to the phones with Mike from Illinois. Mike.
Yeah, and my second point was, regarding Fox News, now, my position on Fox is, you know, they're like half a step above the Satan. I mean, you know, they're disgusting. However, the fact that they would have him on with a fair interviewer like Greta is really surprising, because they must have known that he would have told the truth on national airwaves. And also what they did 3 or 4 months ago on Fox with bringing on the father and son who wrote the book about the USS Liberty and how they treated him fairly and exposed it to the national audience again. I mean, Fox is like the devil, but they're doing some weird stuff that's right.
Well, you know, Mike, me and Mark talked about this earlier, of why did Fox News did that. Now, Mark has a view, and he can say it. My view is, number one, I don't know, but the only thing I can come up with is Fox News has their reputation as far as the issue of Israel and the Zionists and the Jews and all this stuff is wide known to a lot of people out there. And my thing is, I think, you know, like what they did with, what's his name, Glenn Beck. I think with what Glenn Beck was working on, they're trying to actually change that image a little bit. And I think that's number one. Number two, I think they wanted to expose trafficking on from early on to everybody else to tell them that, hey, watch out from this guy. I don't know, Mark?
Yeah, I tend to think, because it is surprising, especially given, as Mike said, that it was Fox News. And I think, actually, it was Mike Piper who came up with the theory as to why they would have done this. They wanted to find out what kind of mood Trafficant was in, whether or not he was going to come out swinging, or whether he was going to say, I really don't want to talk about it, blah, blah, blah. Now they know that they've got a real problem on their hands with Jim Trafficant, because he is going to sing like a bird, and he is going to reveal things that, well, let's put it this way, it's going to be as bad as Joseph Valachi's testimony before Congress in the 1950s, when people still thought it was a conspiracy theory that the mafia existed.
Right, right. Well, thanks a lot, guys.
Very good. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it. Let's go. I think we've got a couple of more minutes left. Let's go to Eddie from New Jersey. Eddie on line 5.
Yeah, hi. How are you?
Fine.
Are you there? Okay, good.
Yes.
I was just, I'm going to speak to a 17-year-old lawyer that called in, because we need the young guys to stand up for America. But anyway, I just want to tell him.
How old are you?
Excuse me? What?
How old are you?
Oh, I'm 27.
Okay, I'm talking good. You're still young.
yeah. But I'm talking to the young guy, because he's real young, 17, and we need these guys to stand up for us in America. So I was going to say, I wanted to tell him to watch America from Freedom to Fascism. That's the best point to start with. And then there's a new book that just came out from Michael Collins Piper called The New Babylon. And if you read that, then I think you'll have a good idea of what's going on in America. Mm-hmm. Thank you. I'm not very articulate, and I'm a little bit like nervous being on the air like this. Mark, keep doing what you're doing, man, with the Liberty Hour. I love it, man.
Thank you, Eddie. Appreciate it.
Take care.
Great to know that we do have young people listening to us out there. You know how I am with young people. I love it whenever I hear a young guy out there listening to us and having the same views.
We will subpoena them in our defense when we are standing trial for our lives.
For sure.
It's coming soon.
Right.
Anyway, we still have another hour coming, so and we have a lot of people waiting. We will come back very soon. Do I hear music? Yes, I do hear music. Okay, we'll be right back.
With recent